this week. It could start raining at any time. And if you listen to our local weatherman, I should seek shelter immediately in the center room of my home, or I'm going to get wet. Also, smart cars finally get what's coming to them, and I'm vindicated that vegetarians aren't as good as carnivores. I'm Seth Neiman, your host. More coming up.
The next hour, you have the privilege of listening to Seth Neiman describe to you the best stories from Earth last week. The countdown has begun. Here's your host, Seth Neiman.
Welcome. Episode 3, Hour with Seth, and Cameron's already influencing my show. 1 second in. Actually, it's not even 1 second. Technically, it's still during the intro, and he closed my blinds. Maybe I wanted those open, Cameron. Maybe I wanted those open. Did you ever think of that?
Hey, I'm not even turning my own mic on.
Yeah, because you don't know how to do anything but ruin people's shows.
Hey, whoa. If you look, for our viewers, you can see that it says slash duo for Facebook
and
slash duo on Twitter. With the blinds open, you couldn't tell it was there.
Oh. I guess that's an acceptable reason.
Yeah, so. I did it for the benefit of everyone.
What about this?
There you go. That works for me.
Let's see how close we can get it. Oh, look at that. That's pretty even.
That's solid.
Because we really need the laundromat to be shown in the background here.
Agreed.
It's very important. It's very important.
You never know what's going on back there.
Uh-huh. Huh. And since, you know, we're not even doing a show, I didn't start my timer, so make sure you tell me when to take breaks. Always professional here on Hour with Seth. I was so worried about what I was going to talk about, I forgot that I was actually doing a show. So I'm winging it. No, that's not true. I got lots of prep. I always have way too much prep, and I'm not even going to need prep this week because there are only two things that actually need to be talked about. One of them is my top story, which is the weather, and more specifically, the people who talk about the Bruce Weber of on the radio, especially, and on television. And then the second one is something that I don't even really want to bring up because it could haunt the dreams of children and adults alike, and that is horse yoga, which is something that's not okay. And we could talk about that as well, but I would like to first mention that we are doing a broadcast today with the windows kind of open for the most part. I'll refrain from turning like this because my head grows 5 or 6 sizes when I turn this way. And if you're not watching the live stream, shame on you. And even double shame if you're not watching the YouTube video afterwards. Yes, I said live stream. Duo is finally up and running. We're back live. So you can check that out anytime. Duo.com/live. We do lots of shows. My show airs around 1 o'clock central on Sundays, so be sure to log on to duo.com/live. DEWOH.com/live and check that out. You could see Hour with Seth, and here, Hour with Seth, many more hours before the Wednesday or the Tuesday release date. So I guess 48-ish hours, I would say, probably a little less. But still, you'd be one of the first. You'd be a true fan if you watched the live stream of Hour with Seth. And also, I'm not going to take any phone calls, but this area right here of the video, there we go. This area right here on the video is the phone number. If you did want to call, Cameron would be happy to ignore it. So, I mean, I guess if you called, I'd probably answer, but I don't really know what you would have to talk about. I don't really participate. This show's about me. My name's in the show. It's Hour with Seth. It's not Hour with Seth and phone callers. So, I mean, if you want to give it a try, go ahead. Also, I will, however, promote this. If you text the phone number, the 505-750-0304, I will receive that on my phone here. It's like you're texting me directly. So text me, and if it's important, I will read it on the show. So you can do that. But either way, watch us live. So anyway, the windows are open, as you people watching the video can attest to. And the reason for this is there's a big storm moving in. And I'm a huge fan of storms, just in general. I like the rain. I like the cloudy visages. I don't know if that's a word. And in general, it kind of makes me happy. Not Pharrell happy, but happy nonetheless. And I want you guys to witness the rain that's going to happen as it happens. And of course, now that we have the windows open and we're preparing for weather, there's absolutely nothing actually going to happen because that's the way Kansas is. But the weather is, it's here in Kansas, you know, March and April, it's not March this year, we actually got snow, but generally March and April is kind of the start of what we call tornado season. We live in Tornado Alley, which is Kirstie Alley's badly named brother. I think that's how that name got started. Pretty sure. But anyway, essentially, tornadoes can rain down from the sky and because there's a lot of flat land and, you know, science. Tornadoes happen a lot in Oklahoma and Kansas and somewhat Nebraska. Now, in Manhattan, which is 100 and some miles north of Wichita, where Duo used to be and where I used to live, there's a lot less chance for tornadoes up here. And I don't like tornadoes. I think they suck because I'm not really a fan of being, you know, ripped out of my house by strong winds and impaled by 2x4s from the neighbor's barn. That doesn't sound like a great way for me to go. So I'm not a big fan of tornadoes. And so I'm happy that there's not a lot of tornadoes. But the hype that is here in this place, especially on the radio, and I can call them out because thank God it's not Cameron's station because I would feel really awkward. It's the people on Z963 have to give a weather update every 5 minutes. That's unreal. 5 minutes. That's way too often. And I guess if there is a tornado, 5 minutes is great. All right. If there's a tornado barreling towards your city, I understand 5 minutes. Makes sense. You'd want to know. Probably, actually, you probably wouldn't want them to play Happy by Pharrell in the middle of your tornado coverage. That would actually be a little too slow if there's a tornado barreling towards you. But yesterday, me and Tony P and my girlfriend Chris were going to Smash Burger, as we always do when they're up in town. They're obsessed with Smash Burger. They think it's the best burger on earth. Of course, Antonio and Chris are both world travelers, and they both have had In-N-Out Burger, and they say that Smash Burger isn't as good. But I don't know. I live in Kansas. I've never been to California. And but either way, they say that Smash Burger is the next best thing to In-N-Out. And so every time Antonio comes up or Colby comes up or one of those heathens comes up, we have to go to Smash Burger. Literally, Antonio had Smash Burger yesterday for every meal. He had it for lunch and for dinner. And that's just unreal to have that much Smash Burger. But as we were driving there, it was probably 7:30. There was a pretty, I would say, medium thunderstorm heading through. So it's not small. I mean, small thunderstorms to me are like, you know, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds, you know, pea to nickel-sized hail. You know, it's pretty standard fare. Everyone who's lived in Kansas or the Tornado Alley area is pretty used to those types of storms. This would be a medium one. So the winds were, you know, 50 to 70 miles an hour, and the hail was an inch and a half. The hype that was associated with this mild thunderstorm was unreal. We turned on the radio, and it scared Chris because she thought there was a tornado on the ground. The man, we turn on the radio, and the first thing we hear is, okay, well, first of all, I'm sorry. I've Cameron rearranged this board, so let me look real quick to see if I can find something that would be appropriate for their music that they play under the bed. Let's see how this one sounds.
Z963, severe weather alert.
And then some DJ jumps on, and of course there's some beat behind it. And Antonio's theory is that the beat gets him so hyped that he blows all the weather events out of proportion because he just can't get over this like Raven, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga hip hop beat that's happening in the background of his weather coverage. And the dude's like, seek shelter immediately if you're in Leonardville, Kansas. Find the interior room of your house. Stay away from windows. These are all the things that are generally associated with tornadic activity surrounding tornadoes is generally what you say. If there's a tornado coming toward your house, get the basement and a room with no windows towards the center of your house. That's the safest place to be. Everyone knows that. We learned it in grade school. These people on the radio, it was raining. I mean, you think that they're the hide the kids, hide your wife guy because there's snow or rain coming towards the house. If you're outside right now, you're about to get really wet. So prepare yourself.
Yeah, when it comes to the weather, I did the weather this morning on my show.
Yeah.
And I'm like Ollie from Family Guy. I just say, it's going to rain.
It's going to be hot.
Pretty much all I do. Like, I was like, hey, guys, you know, let's take a quick look at your weather. There's a pretty good chance it's going to rain today. Something tells me look, it's raining outside.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
Yeah, well, and
if it gets worse, we'll tell you.
Well, and the thing is that they don't have, like, super up-to-date information. They're just reloading weather.com.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing, at least.
Yeah, it's not like they have NEXRAD, NORAD, you know, NASA-grade radars pumped right into Manhattan Broadcasting.
Well, see, and yeah, like, we have a weather team, so if something actually is happening, they take over, like, all three of our radio stations.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, by the way, there has been a tornado.
And that, and to me, a tornado is acceptable weather activity.
Yeah, but until then, we just say, hey, it's raining.
There's four levels. You know, there's the T-storm watch, the T-storm warning, and then there's the tornado watch and the tornado warning. We weren't even under a tornado watch yesterday. There was, according to the top government scientists, there was absolutely no chance that there would be a tornado in our area. And this dude was freaking out. And we're just driving down the main strip in Manhattan, and there's people, you know, having barbecues in the front yards, and there's people jogging through Aggieville, and we're just like, oh my God, these people, they're gonna die because they're out when it's gonna get, they're gonna get wet. If they're out right now and it starts raining and they have a heart attack while it's raining, they're gonna die. That's what the guy wanted to say, but he couldn't. The hype machine was so unreal. And the thing is that I actually had this on my prep for last week, and it was so, I just kind of glossed over it because we had so much to talk about. This week it's getting worse, the hype for the weather. And someone has got to stop these people from the hype machine. I don't know if it does something for their ratings or what, but weather on the radio is one of the most worthless things to begin with because 80% of people are listening to the radio in their car. Guess what every car has? Windows. If you're just going to talk about heavy rain, people are going to go, yep, looks like rain.
And it's true. Yeah, the weather actually is huge ratings. Like, anytime there is weather, if we don't say something, then people don't interact as much.
That's
if we say, hey, it's might rain today, people start calling in. They hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Oh, hey, by the way, I heard this on the weather. Or like, I saw this out there. Like, this might be happening. People love talking about crappy weather.
So maybe the problem isn't radio. Maybe the problem is you, okay? It's not a big deal if it rains. You don't need to Facebook about how you're under a severe thunderstorm watch. You don't have to tweet about how it's raining outside. You don't have to start a show with the windows open so you can show how cool the rain is. You don't need to do these things. These are all things that perpetuate the hype. Don't dedicate 20 minutes of a show, you know, that's downloaded online talking about the weather. People just don't care that much. I mean, how did this happen? But anyway, I couldn't believe the guy. I mean, I'm sure it's his job. I'm sure it's not him. I don't want to lay blame specifically on this one person because I guarantee you it's his boss that's making him talk about the weather every 5 minutes. But I mean, if you jingle out a Lady Gaga and then
Z963 severe weather alert.
Hey, everybody, it's DJ Dan here talking to you about the weather. Guess what? It's 60 degrees out, and there's going to be some mild sprinkles. All right, here's Pharrell Williams with Happy. That's what should be happening. It's just the dramatic nature of it. I can't explain. I mean, he wanted people to, like, if you're outside, You got to bring four umbrellas and you got to tape them together because that's how big the monsoon's going to be. It's going to be like Hurricane Katrina mixed with an F5 tornado mixed with Armageddon coming down outside. You got to put snorkels on your pets because they won't be able to breathe if they're not inside your house. And he gave me some really great advice. This is true. If your car's outside when it's hailing, it probably will receive hail damage, so you should put it in your garage. I don't know how this garage structure prevents things from hitting your car, but apparently if you own one and you put your car in it, it'll stay dry and relatively free of hail damage some reason. So I'm glad he was there to tell me that. As a radio veteranish, I do understand the need to fill time. And I'm sure it only gets worse as you're on a six-hour shift and there's a lot of five-minute breaks that you have to talk about the weather in that 6 hours, and what do you do? You know, I do sympathize with Cameron if he was in that position, although I kind of wish he was, because about halfway through, I feel like his shift, the five-minute weather breaks, would become incredibly sarcastic, where he would be like, you know, oh my God, I just looked out the window here and a cat hit the wall. A cat blew in from the next county. It just and that would be entertaining, but it's not like that. The guy was he had to hype up the weather, and apparently it's for ratings. And
that right there's a Saline County cat. That one must be real bad.
These cats blowing in all the way from Salida. Oh my God, here comes a Colby cat. He's riding on a hailstone coming down. Hide your kids, hide your wife, put a snorkel on your pet.
That's the next one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so that's weather. And I guess it's probably in your town too. It's definitely here. I noticed it in Wichita. It was on TV, and I do understand TV because on TV it's not like radio where you could just play a song and take up some time. Like the weathermen are looking at the same radar for a minute, talking about the same things. I mean, you can't do so many storm tracks, but on the radio they're reloading weather.com and looking out the window. They have to hype it up somehow. And It's almost like a cry wolf type of situation where if you're talking about these regular thunderstorms that aren't actually dangerous really in any way, in the way you would talk about a tornado, when a tornado hits, I'm going to be completely unaware. So we'll need to take a break here a little bit, but before we go, just a quick check of the hour with Seth Weather here. Checking out my window behind me, I see absolutely nothing going on. I assume there's some weather coming. So seek shelter. It'll be over soon. We'll be right back.
Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, Duo.com.
I've got one simple question for you. Would you like some free swag? T-shirts, stickers, posters, exclusive content? You can! Just join the Duo Fan Club. It's totally free and it takes about 30 seconds. Just go to DEWOH.com/fanclub. Tell us some quick info about yourself, like what kind of swag you like best. And before you know it, it'll be at your doorstep. Duo.com/fanclub.
This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com.
Howdy, hey everybody. Cameron here for Why Did We Watch That? The show that comes to you every Monday with the best, the worst, and the flat-out strange in film. You can check us out at Duo.com. DEWOH.com. Once again, hashtag WDWWT. Find us all over the internet. Facebook, Twitter, sometimes Vine, even Instagram. Why do we watch that? Question I ask far too often.
Buttered cream corn.
Online, radio, and TV from Manhattan, Kansas. This is Duo.
Welcome back. People who are watching the live stream just scared, got really scared. All right, one more. Oh, hold on. Back from commercial break. We need to check the weather real quick. Here it's an hour with Seth. Weather break. Looks the same as it did before. It's kind of cloudy. Don't appear to have any precipitation of any kind, but it is cloudy, so the chance is always there. All right, we'll check back in 2 minutes. Every 30 seconds on Hour with Seth, we'll check the weather. All right, so honestly, I didn't mean to dedicate that much time to ranting about weather people, because horse yoga, on a scale of terrible things, is way, way closer to the top of that list than hyped weather. But I do like to perform some public service announcements on this show, and hyping up the weather, I feel, you know, telling people to not listen to the hype is very important. Unless, of course, there's a tornado coming at your house, but then there's sirens and, you know, probably country music stations don't hype the weather because, you know, hillbillies ain't scared of nothing. But there's a tornado coming right for the studio right now. I'm going to step outside and take a look at the tornado up close if I can. Here's some Merle Haggard, and we'll be back. And then he just leaves the studio. And 3 minutes later, there's dead air because the transmitter was hit by a tornado. Of course, that guy survived because, you know, he likes Merle Haggard, and I'm pretty sure it's scientifically proven that Merle Haggard allows you to survive any type of thunderstorm. So, I don't really even know how to approach the topic of horse yoga because I don't really understand it. It's almost like if someone asked me to explain quantum mechanics, okay? I don't really know anything about quantum mechanics. I know that it makes sciencey things happen, like at the Hadron Collider. I know that's a thing. And I know that Lost said the word quantum mechanics quite often. But besides that, I don't really know anything about quantum mechanics. So I'll try to explain horse yoga in the same way I just explained quantum mechanics. Essentially, horse yoga is when a man or a woman puts on what I assume are yoga clothes and gets on a horse. Already, this is not okay. I would just like to point this out. Man and woman wearing yoga clothes is okay. Once they step onto a horse, that's not the proper attire for a horse. You should not be on a horse in yoga clothes. But that's not the worst part of it. From the video that I saw, which, honestly, I've watched a lot of horrific videos. Some videos I've watched on websites that I couldn't even explain to you what happens in the videos because there's no possible way I could explain it without losing my FCC license, which I don't have. And I've watched, like, Two Girls, One Cup before, which doesn't need an explanation, but I've watched things, many things of equal evil as that video, and I've made it through them. Two Girls, One Cup makes me laugh because, you know, girls just hungry. But horse yoga, I could only watch about 15 seconds of it before I just felt weird on the inside. They got on the horse, and I thought, you know, when Chris, who showed me this video, and it's like The Ring, you know, she started the plague, and now I have to play it for a friend, otherwise I'll die in 7 days. Spoiler alert. But I thought when she said the people do yoga on a horse, that they would be on the horse, you know, on a saddle, doing some handstands or something similar to that, you know, doing the sun salutation while standing on the saddle. It's almost like, you know, trick horse riding. If you're thinking that, that's not what it is. The first thing I saw was the horse going down onto its side, which I'm saying probably the only time I've ever seen a horse on its side is when it's dead. I don't think it's comfortable. So, like, if you think about a horse, the only time they ever on their side being dead, the equivalent for a human is we do yoga in a coffin. Just kind of keeping it in perspective there. So this horse is now on its side looking just absolutely miserable. And then the man somehow positions himself in a horse shape. So when he moves his arm, the horse's hoof and leg move with the horse or move with his arm. So as he does yoga poses, the horse follows along with his yoga poses. This is not okay. It's hard for me to talk about because, first of all, I can't stop saying it's not okay. And second of all, because it kind of haunts me a little bit. I don't know why this is a thing. It's pretty safe to say that if you do horse hoga, yoga. There is something wrong with you. But when you lay on an animal and make it do yoga, and that animal is a horse, that's just not okay. All right. I would recommend that you don't look up that video, but at the same time, you have to kind of understand what I'm talking about. But laying on a horse and making it do yoga with you is not okay. And if you're not okay if you think that's okay. Okay? So let's move on to the next thing. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Gonna do a quick check of the Hour with Seth weather here. It's still cloudy. Temperature probably has dropped 1 degree, let's say. It's now at 73. We have some text messages that I would like to read from Antonio. I know they're Antonio because he's texting me things that no one else could possibly text me because they're things that happened in our private conversations last night. However, out of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 texts that he sent me, I am allowed to read 2 of them. The other 4 are filled with profanity, and I cannot read them. The other 2 are also filled with profanity, but they are at least editable. So the first one he sent at 1:28 p.m., said 30% chance of rain. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and get away from the windows. These are actual quotes from the weatherman on the station last night, minus the hide your kids, hide your wife thing. And now he's quoting me. I yelled this last night as the rage was pouring out of me in my car organically. If you're barbecuing outside, get the F away from the house, or get the F in the house, because you might get wet enough that you'll have to change your shirt. I apparently yelled that last night, and I remember that, because... all right, I will read them, and I will just read the initials, and let's see if you guys can guess at home, and then Cameron will get the uncensored experience after the show. The first one is F. Compton. Of course it is. 1 minute later, he said Thunder C. The next one at 1:27, so 30 seconds later, he said Sky P. And then he said Thunder C, F the Sky P with ridges for the Sky P pleasure.
Do we pay that guy? Or?
We should hire him to write.
All right. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think that would be good. And then we also got a text message from area code 704 that said, Seth, I can't watch live, but hi. Hello. Yeah, I don't know. It must be Jessica or Taylor, because no one else would text to show that they're not watching and say, I can't watch, because they're polite. Oh, my God. I think I heard thunder. Hold on. Time for a quick check of the hour with Seth Weather. Must have been a false alarm. There was some thunder, but it also could have just been a truck driving by. Yeah, there's really no way to be sure. If we check the radar real quick, we could do that, I suppose, since this is actually an Hour with Seth weather update. According to my iPhone app, drizzle will be stopping in 3 minutes. If you're outside right now, you're getting uncomfortably damp. You might not even be uncomfortable. You might be getting just a little misty. It's not even enough to clean your car. If we take a look at the actual radar, it would appear that everything has missed us. It looks like it's gone off to the east. And as it builds, it even builds to the east. So it looks like there will no longer be a need for an Hour with Seth weather update. But I bet Z963 is doing one, so we're going to keep doing them anyway. Because if their listening area is the size of, you know, from Salina to Topeka, our listening area is Earth. So with that in mind, Timbuktu today received heavy downpours for the first time in 1,000 years. Why our weather desk picked Timbuktu in the middle of a desert in Africa to receive participation is beyond me, but that's okay. This has been an Hour with Seth weather update. Thank you to all our Timbuktu listeners. Anyway, are we up on a break or should I just keep going? All right, we got 10 minutes until I need another break. Perfect. Perfect. That means my timer is correct. Yay. It's counting down, though. I kind of want it to be a little short so it goes off right at the end of the show, because really unprofessional people have timers go off in the background. I'm just going to cover this one real quick. There's a jean company called Naked and Famous, which I believe I've heard of. They're kind of their hipster jeans. I talk a lot about hipsters on this show. But hipster jeans, they have now come out with 100% Japanese cotton, and they're scratch and sniff. Mint scratch and sniff. Apparently, they're very comfortable, and they last up to 5 washes before the scratch and sniff is gone. So there's a hot item about hipsters that they don't really wash their jeans. So I don't think 5 times is a big deal for them. But 5 times does seem a little gross to me. It does not say how much the jeans cost. But also, why would you want scratch and sniff jeans?
I think that's one of those other pleasure
types. Don't know if it is. Don't know if it is. I tried to think of any way that that could be good, but I really couldn't. So, I mean, I guess I could maybe see it like if you're a person who's a big fan of going commando. Scratch and sniff may be real appropriate, but like most men, if you've got a layer of underwear there, the stank's going to stick no matter what. So, and another public service announcement real quick is from a women's studies class, Women's Studies 103, from the 1950s, what to do if you meet a lesbian? This is hints for heterosexual women. So I would just like to help out if you ever run into a lesbian in the wild, what you can do. Step number one is very important. Do not run from the room. This is very rude to the lesbian, okay? They're not a wild animal. You do not have to run from them. They will not attack. Unless you're wearing scratch and sniff jeans, and then, but who can predict that from any woman? Number two, if you must back away from the lesbian, do so slowly and with discretion. Okay, like a bear cub, if you get too scared and you have to run, do it slowly, but use your good judgment. Step number three is do not assume that the lesbian is attracted to you. Okay, that's a rookie mistake. And step number four, do not assume that the lesbian is not attracted to you. I believe Cameron wrote that line. He always assumes a lesbian is attracted to him. And rightfully so.
Of course.
Yes. Number five. Do not assume that you are not attracted to the lesbian. Also from Cameron's playbook. And all men.
That's like rule number two.
That's right at the top. I'm attracted to the lesbian.
Yes. Yes,
rule number one, do not run from lesbians. Rule number two, I'm attracted. Rule number three, how do we convert?
That's the hard one.
That is the one we always get stuck on.
I can't figure it out.
Rule number six, do not expect the lesbian to be as excited about meeting a heterosexual as you may be about meeting a lesbian. She was probably raised with heterosexuals. I guess in the 50s, seeing a lesbian was like a trip to the zoo. I'm like, oh my God, kids, today we're going to see some lesbians. Oh, how times change. Number 70. Number 7. I know it feels like 70 to you guys, but we're at number 7. Do not immediately start talking about your boyfriend or husband in order to make it clear that you are straight. She probably already knows. Hi, it's nice to meet you. Are you a lesbian? Yes? Okay, I'm married. Don't get any ideas. See rule 4 and 3. Number 8. Do not tell her it is sexist to prefer a woman. So not tell her men are oppressed by sexism, as women and women should help fight men. Okay, this is not written correctly. I'm just going to skip to number 9. Do not assume that she hates men. On the other hand, recognize that she may not want to attend an event where there will be a man. Apparently, lesbians are also scared of men. Number 10, do not ask her how she got this way. Ask yourself, how you got that way. That's actually pretty progressive for in the 1950s. Lady Gaga would approve. Number 11, do not trivialize her experience by assuming it was a bedroom issue. I'm bad at sex. I'm going to become a lesbian. Number 12, do not assume she wants to be treated like a man. Okay. I suppose in the 50s, I guess women treated men differently than other women, I guess? I don't really know. I wasn't alive then. Number 13, do not assume that her lesbian relationships, unlike male-female relationships, are free of problems like envy, communication failure, struggles with commitment, etc. On the other hand, do not assume she is in an unhealthy relationship. Number 14, do not assume that you and she cannot be friends. But do not assume that you can. Number 15, do respect her individuality. She is a lesbian, but she is also Mary, Pam, Lori, dot, dot, dot.
I love their choice of lesbian names. Like, they should have just said she drives a RAV4.
She drives a lifted pickup. And now for the assignment. Do an experiment. Pretend to be a lesbian for 24 hours. What kinds of things do you notice about how different this feels? As a follow-up assignment, if any women out there are pretending or experimenting as lesbians, I would like to invite you to my house. I'm just going to leave it there, but you know what I'm saying. And a reminder that worksheet 5 on sexuality is due this week, and section 5 for extra credit. So make sure you turn that in. But this list basically says, lesbians are normal people, don't run. I just thought that was fun. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the stories I haven't got to yet. We're going to talk about how to tell if someone's lying. We're going to talk about how 80% of 15 to 17-year-old girls who have had sex did so before sex ed. And we're going to do a story about how Amazon is paying people to leave the company. But before we do that, we got to need a check of the Hour with Seth weather here. It actually appears to be getting less cloudy. So I think the rain may actually not even be coming. But we'll check when we get back just to make sure. We'll be right back.
Online, radio, and TV. Welcome to the next level. From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo.
Hello, everybody. It's Brandon, the host of The Social Circuit, the new social media show airing on Duo.com every Thursday, where we talk about all the social media news for the last week, week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever I feel like. The funny stuff, the good stuff, the awesome stuff. Every Thursday, catch me, Brandon, on The Social Circuit at Duo.com. At the pay. At Duo.
Duo.com.
Well, it's time again, ladies and germinators. It's time for you and me to get together, pull up a rocking chair, a milk crate, a footstool, anything that you might have handy, because you are about to be exposed to this next fine, super fine installment of Rants from the Barn. Rants from the Barn here at Duo.com, coming to you every Tuesday.
Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online, radio, and television. Duo.com.
Quick check of the hour with Seth Weather. Still cloudy. If you're outside right now, it's a little chilly, you may want to wear a jacket. Then seek shelter inside your home. Don't want to get a cold or pneumonia. Pneumonia kills. It does.
That's good advice, Seth.
Thank you. Thank you, News Desk. Appreciate that. How's the traffic?
Traffic's pretty clear due to the extreme weather we're having.
But the roads are slick.
Very slick.
Okay. Anyway. I got this just for the men in my audience. Probably rich men. However, the sad part is that our printer here at the studio, because I'm dumb and didn't print it on our nice one, has ruined the photos. But this story is about a dress that turns transparent when you're turned on.
Yeah!
Cameron's already in line to get this dress. He actually left the studio.
I need to go see those photos.
Here's a page for you to look at.
Cool.
There are perks of being at the studio. The Intimacy 2.0 project come from Studio Rusgard, a special design lab for interactive art, fashion, and architecture based in China and the Netherlands. According to the project description on its website, the garment is intended to, quote, explore the relationship between intimacy and technology. The garments are made of leather and opaque smart e-foils, which are wired with electronics and LEDs. As the wearer's heartbeats quickens, a result of close and personal encounters with people, the garment becomes more and more sheer until it turns completely transparent. The garments are made of leather. I just read this. So what kind of close and personal encounters actually cause the dress to become see-through? The project description is purposely vague, stating that social interactions determine the garment's level of transparency, creating a sensual play of disclosure. The dresses come in two colors, Intimacy White and Intimacy Black. The website helpfully suggests that the Intimacy 2.0 are perfect to wear on the red carpet. Doubt that's going to happen, but presumably the best place to wear the Intimacy 2.0 is in the bedroom. But considering that the studio Ruzagardi is in talks with hot couture designers to work on the next version, it'll probably be a little pricier than your standard Spencer's Gift crotchless panties and Bart Simpson-shaped nipple tassel lingerie combo that you're used to wearing. That's some good copy right there, whoever wrote that. So these photos, I apologize, they're in black and white. Just imagine, like, when you're younger, you know, 12, 13, and your parents don't have Cinemax, but back then, you know, the cable brought in all the channels anyway. They just kind of snowed out the bad ones. But, you know, late at night, you can, you know, check out Lord of the G-Strings real late on Cinemax, and every once in a while, you'll see, like, a snow nipple. It's kind of like that. So just kind of take these. So you can see here that on this side right here, this lady is wearing the completely opaque version of the dress. And this lady is, it's slightly transparent. Like I said, it's hard to see because, you know, the whole black and white printer thing. And then this lady, this is another version. It's the difference between the white and the black. So you can see this lady's butt crevice is actually chilling out there. So it's actually starting to turn transparent. And then the lady on the bottom has got not only what the world's most elaborate headdress, she's also wearing some crazy looking shoes there. So if you have a lot of money to blow, you could pick this up. Or you could just, you know, tell your girlfriend to put on underwear, and when she gets turned on, just tell her to take them off, and you've essentially accomplished the same thing. Although it would be a great way to tell if your lover is cheating on you. If she likes someone else. I imagine that when, if I go out with Chris to a party, and, you know, some hot guy's there, and her dress starts to turn transparent, I'm going to be very upset, which is why I cannot buy this, because I know that that would happen almost instantly. If anyone's there that's not Matthew, dress would start to turn transparent. So I do have to consider that. And of course, segueing from Chris lying to me to how to tell if your girlfriend or anyone really is lying to you, researchers have now stated that the old ways of detecting if someone's lying, like, you know, nervous tics or, you know, how confident they are, or something like that, aren't actually the best ways anymore to tell if someone is lying. Now they're saying the best way to talk or notice if someone's lying is by overloading their cognitive load. So basically, you ask them questions that make them make up more lies. Because telling the truth is easy to recall, but creating the lies or details of those lies is difficult. So basically, experts at detecting lies, they don't rely on common signs. They actively seek to increase the suspected liar's cognitive load, and they deliberately make the person think harder to magnify the signals to a point where they are obvious that they are lying. So police detectives have people do things like tell their story backwards. So if they start at the end of the story and go forwards, they have to retain everything they've already said, but in reverse chronological order. They also ask open-ended questions to get them to provide as many details and as much complete information as possible. Like, can you tell me more about is better than tell me exactly if you ask general questions first and then get more specific. So, how did you get to the restaurant? I drove my car. What exactly is your car? It's a red Ferrari, California. What temperature was your air conditioner set at? 7. You know they're lying. What do you need to be wary of? Dumb people, specifically. Because they are going to always feel like they're lying because they're dumb. Apparently. Smarter and creative people are better. Did I just hear thunder again? Oh my god, we have to interrupt this story real quick for an Hour with Seth weather update. It might have been this guy pulling out of the driveway. It is totally possible that it's just this guy leaving.
He's heard the signs. He knows it's time to go home and be careful. Hang out with the family because it's going to be a rough one.
Hopefully it's not the last time we see that man as he drives into the weather.
Dangerous stuff there.
But it's definitely, it was definitely just a truck. It wasn't even weather, so. We'll be back in 5 minutes with another weather update here on Z963. So, who cares? We're done with that story. Let's get to the stories that people actually care about. There's some hero, the hipster Robin Hood, in San Francisco right now flipping over smart cars. And I think this is great. They say it's vandalism. Phooey! Smart cars are just asking to be flipped over. The other day, I was driving through Aggieville, which is a one-lane road with parking on both sides of the street. And, of course, you're supposed to parallel park on the side of the street. So there was one car here and one car here. The smart car had pulled in with his nose facing outwards in between the two cars. I'm not a rich man, but if I was in the car facing that smart car, I would have rammed it. To teach that guy a lesson. But in San Francisco, someone's been vandalizing the smart cars. They've been flipping the tiny vehicles on their front and rear ends in the city streets. People have been coming out and seeing their smart cars standing on their trunks, which is just the greatest thing I could possibly think of. Apparently, 4 smart cars between Sunday night and Monday morning were flipped over. 2 were found in the Bernal Heights neighborhood on Anderson Street, and another was found south on Sweeney and Bowdoin Streets, closer to the Portola District. They were either sitting on their headlights, rear bumpers high in the air, or vice versa on their trunks. A 4th smart car, a small white one with a famous Obama-Biden bumper sticker, was discovered Monday about 9 a.m. at Costco and Prospect Avenues between the Mission and Bernal Heights Districts. Shelley Gallivan was babysitting her friend's smart car after it was left to her by her late father. Okay. Why do you have to babysit someone's car? Does it run away? It's not a house. There's no house plants to feed or dogs to watch living in your car. I don't understand big cities. But anyway, she was shocked to find it flipped on its right side. Whoever is doing this just has misdirected anger, Gallivan said. Police officer Gordon Shy said the suspects are still at large and will face felony vandalism charges if they are caught. Police do have an eyewitness account to work from. Although, if I was the eyewitness who saw this happening, I would encourage him to keep flipping. They looked like they were up to no good, Michael said, the witness. And sure enough, they huddled up and they lifted the car up and flipped it over. Brandon Michael was having a cigarette at 1 a.m., and he said they look like they were they look like they are little dogs sitting up on their hind legs after talking about the smart cars flipped over. What a fun gentleman. Smart car representatives did not reply immediately for comment. Neighbors were puzzled at the odd sight. Smart cars are a mainstay for many in San Francisco, where parking is tight and drivers search for eco-friendly ways to get around. I don't think it's I think it's just a bunch of pranks, Dave Gomez says. I don't know. It sounds kind of weird. I don't know why you would want to do that. Smart automobile is in Germany. Why do we care? The car starts about $13,000. Let's see. The people now they're equating it to car tipping. Literally half of this story is about cars or the smart car company. This is why news journalism is dying. People need to listen to Hour with Seth instead. It's a much better show. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about here? We got 10 minutes. I got to find the best story. Let's see here. We could okay. Well, let's let some audience participation happen here. Let's see how big of a deal our show really is. So, audience, do we want to talk about how Americans, instead of having babies, are now having dogs? Do we want to talk about how the CDC say that 80% of teens between 15 and 17 year old have sex before they have sex ed class? Do we want to talk about how Amazon is paying people to leave the company? Or do we want to talk about how vegetarians have poorer health than people who eat meat? I will sit here and I will wait for your answer. Duo.com/live. Although, if you're not watching, you don't know that. Because you can't hear me. Any day. 20 seconds left. Gonna be embarrassing. Really? All right. Well, I guess we'll talk about vegetarians because it's on the far left and I read from left to right. So, a large study has now found that vegetarians have poorer health than most meat eaters. A vegetarian diet associated with higher rates of allergies, cancer, and mental illness, as well as a poor quality of life compared to carnivorous diets. The research, published on Friday in the PLOS-1 magazine, surveyed 1,320 Austrians, evenly proportioned to four different nutrition groups. A vegetarian diet, a carnivorous diet rich in fruits and vegetables, a carnivorous diet less rich in meat, and a carnivorous diet rich in meat, which is my diet. Subjects were matched based on age, sex, income, education, and occupation, and all information was attained through face-to-face interviews. The results were bleak for vegetarians. Vegetarians suffered from high rates of allergies, cancer, anxiety, and depression. They were also vaccinated less often than all of the other groups and visited the doctor for preventative checkups less frequently than subjects eating a carnivorous diet rich in fruits and vegetables. However, this biased article says American meat eaters should resist the urge to pester their plant-eating brothers because the study has a host of inescapable limitations. All of the data, including diet information, is self-reported, so all these people could have been lying. Thus, we have no idea precisely what vegetarians or the various meat-consuming groups were actually eating. Well, I would assume it was vegetables and meat. That's probably my guess. The data is also cross-sectional. Therefore, no statements can be made whether the poorer health in vegetarians in our study is caused by their dietary habit or if they can consume this form of diet due to their poor health status. So you're either poor and you eat vegetables or you eat vegetables and you're poor. You know, the tomato, tomato. Moreover, the study was based in Austria and the Austrian diet and lifestyle significantly differs from American diet and lifestyle. That's right. Those Austrians, they aren't like the people here in America where we have values and standards. They live in Austria, a third world country. We can't believe anything that these communists say. I assume they're communists because they're in Austria and I don't know where that is on a map because I'm from America and I don't need to know where one place is, McDonald's. Even if the study was severely limited, it wouldn't be enough to overturn prior evidence. In a 2009 review, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, which I'm sure isn't biased at all, the largest organization of food and nutrition professionals in the U.S., who is, I'm sure, all vegetarians, declared that appropriately planned vegetarian diets, including total vegetarian or vegan diets, are healthful, nutritionally adequate, and may provide health benefits in prevention of treatment of certain diseases. More recently, a 2012 review published in the National Journal of Public Health Nutrition found that vegetarian diets have not shown any adverse effects on health. But this one does say that vegetarians, quote, are in a poor state of health compared to other dietary habit groups, and they suffer from higher rates of allergies, cancer, anxiety, and depression. Suck on that, vegetarians. as if it wasn't bad enough that you lived in Austria, you also are depressed because you only eat carrots. I bet Austrian meat's good. Don't they make sausages or something over there?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think so. I mean, it's like it's Germany, basically, I think. So,
yeah,
like,
I
mean, there's a scene in Dumb and Dumber. And it's like, you know, hey, throw another shrimp on the Barbie. Yeah, let's not. That was my Austrian impression. I thought that was pretty good. But, anyway, so Austria, good job on helping me defeat those stinking vegetarians. I hate vegetarians, and I hate smart cars, and I hate horse yoga. And if you're a vegetarian who drives a smart car to your horse yoga class, you're probably my least hated. You're probably my most hated person on earth. It's probably it's like if you were next to Hitler, and I had one bullet, probably shoot you. Just saying. And I'm Jewish. That's saying something. Okay. Amazon's offering warehouse employees $5,000 to quit their job because the company is in the process of adding workers, and they only want people to work there that want to work there. There you go. There's 1,000 words on that. Let's see here. Didn't get to the birth rate thing. That's too bad. Didn't get to the dog thing. That's too bad. Because this birth thing, I don't really know what I would say about it, but it sex ed is like, I never had sex ed. I only went to Christian schools when I was growing up. So, like, we never even talked about sex. Never had, you know, the talk in school or anything like that. It was just not something that we did because Christians don't have sex. We don't need to know. But CDC says that the birth rate has been declining for the past several decades and continues to hit record lows, but they're worried about the unintended pregnancies from younger teens aged 15 to 17 since they're at greater risk for poor medical, social, and economic outcomes after they give birth. A staggering 83% of these 15 to 17-year-olds who were pregnant... Or no, sorry, 83% who said they had already started having sex before they heard anything about the topic in class. So 6 in 10, or hold on, 91% of teen girls said that they received some kind of sex education before they turned 18. But just 6 in 10 said that it included information on birth control and how to say no to sex. A staggering 83% said they had already started having sex before these classes had begun in class. So I just wanted to bring this back up because it makes James Franco seem less weird, but at the same time also more weird because these girls may or may not know anything about sex, but they're having it. And that's just weird to me as a father and as someone who's no longer and someone who has a son who... will one day be 15. I don't know. I guess I'll have to get out some old videos or something. A little diagram, overhead projector with a laser pointer, circle some things.
This hot dog and a donut.
Yeah. You know, banana and a... Something gross. I should not be thinking what I'm thinking, and I'm glad it didn't come out of my mouth because it did. If anyone was looking at my mouth on the video, you may have guessed what I said. I'm glad I didn't. How much time do I have left, Cameron?
You've got 1.5 minutes left.
Alrighty. Wonderful. 1.5 minutes. My timer says 1:14. I mean, it's counting down now, so now it says 1:10, but it's pretty close. So it's a good time to wrap up the show. First of all, I'd like to say follow us on Twitter, thanks to Duo, DEWOH.com, like the Duo on the Leaf, and oh my God, what's happening? Sorry, we need one last check of the hour with Seth Weatherometer out here. It's still gray and not raining at all. In fact, the window is drying off. So guess you probably still seek shelter just in case. But I know you're not supposed to be by the windows because it's unsafe. But just keep in mind, weather's probably okay. But it could come out of any time. It could come down.
If you own a smart car, it's probably gone and it's gone. You're a vegetarian, you don't weigh enough to be outside.
So, that's right.
Stay indoors and hide your smart car.
Your smart car and your vegetarian friends have blown away. They're gone. Don't try to call them. Anyway, twitter.com/duo, DEWOH.com, facebook.com/duo, instagram.com/duo, and email me, seth@duo.com. Professional. I've actually never heard that beep. I was really hoping it would be better than that. But anyway, I will be back next week with another Hour with Seth live. Duo.com/live, 1 o'clock Sundays, Central Time. Check it out, and I will see you next week.